It's speaking about Chodesh Elul, the month, where we're standing now, really, at the end of the month. I'd like to examine one motif on three different levels of Chodesh Elul. And this motif is found in the Chaya Adam, brought down in source number one, where we describe that Chodesh Elul, Humuchar Umuchan Yoter. There's something special about Chodesh Elul that is unique among all the months of the Jewish year. Mishar Yemot HaShana, from the rest of the calendar year. Why? Lefi Sheyamim Elu Heim Yemei Ratzon. The way we characterize Chodesh Elul is the concept called Yemei Ratzon, the time of desire. Explains the Chayadam based on Tanit of Eliyahu. Lefi shayu yamim elu sharatzon marishonim beratzon afachronim beratzon. Just like the first 40 days that Klal Yisrael were standing at Har Sinai were times of ratzon, were times when Klal Yisrael stood in favor in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, likewise the last 40 days from the time of Rosh Chodesh Elul, these are not the sheep, to from the time of Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, these last 40 days are also a time of Yemei Ratzon, a time of desire. Explains the Chayadam, Ma'az lachein v'chol shana v'shana mit'arer od harachamim l'mala v'hen Yemei Ratzon. We describe this time as Yemei Ratzon, a time of distinct favor, a time when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is very close to us. The question I'd like to ask and the question I'd like to deal with is, how do we characterize this Yemei Ratzon? How do we describe, how do we understand what this time of Ratzon is all about? So on the most logical level, and this is the way we normally understand it, so let's pursue it. It means that this is the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu is most open to accepting our tshuva. This is the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu is most open, kivyachol, to relationship with us. You know, I hate to use this example, and it's lahavdil, obviously, but all of us know growing up as children, and all of us know as parents, and again, lahavdil, that when a parent is in a good mood, anything goes. And the child knows you can regret. And we know that. There's a time called Ei Ratzon. And the Sifrei Chaim of Chaim Friedlander in three notes that this is something, the concept of Ritzui is something that we ask from Hashem every day in our davening. We say, and this is source three, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael B'tfilatam. We ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to find favor in our tfilos. The Shari Tshuva speaks about how about Tshuva in the middle of three, ask for v'shiyachotzbo v'yartzehu, that he should find favor, he should accept the Baal Tshuva v'yartzehu, he should be in a place of ritzui. It's not just enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I accept your Tshuva. It's much more than that. It's we're asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should find favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. We're asking for a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's in fact, as we know in source 5, the whole essence of Elul. Elul's about ani ledodi v'dodi li. What is dodi about? It's yomim elu yemei yedidus v'kirvam yuchadeh. It's a time of closeness. Inherent in this time is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. And therefore, he concludes this essay in 6. Hashvam yuchadeh sheyesh b'sman Elul is Ei Ratzon. The time, the energy that's found in Elul is the time of ritzui, of ratzon, of desire. It's encoded from the beginning of time that this period of time, this 40 days, is ritzui. The tafki deinu eifahu, our job is very simple. Our job is to tap into this energy, our job is to access this energy, and our job is to be able to take this energy and be able to utilize it in furthering our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's try to talk about this on a little bit more of a practical level. This Eid Ratzon, the time of desire, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires a relationship with us. How do we see this develop? So I'd like to share, I think, a gewaltic insight of Rav Shradron in a Sefer called Odido Fake. He explains, and these psukim are very familiar to us, on a level that I think is quite original and very poignant. It's the fifth chapter of Shir HaShirim, and after I photocopied it, I realized that when you translate, you explain. So that sometimes leads into problems. So let's work through the Hebrew in source 7. Pasuk Beit. Ani yishena v'libi er. I'm asleep, but my heart is awake. And then we find kol dodi dofei. I hear the voice of my beloved knocking. Pitri li achoti rayati yonati tamati. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, the beloved is saying, knock on my door. Shiroshinim latau kutatav risite laila. And what do we say? Kashatati akunati yachav Hashem Agad. I'm already in bed. I'm already got it undressed. How do you expect me to get dressed now? Rachatzi raglai achachan tanfeim. I already washed my feet. You expect me to dirty them? So what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Pasuk Dalet, this is the key pasuk. Dodi shalach yado min achor. The beloved extends his hand through the opening. Umei hamu alav, and suddenly there's a tremendous yearning for him. Kamti ani liftach ledodi, I get up to open for my beloved, and at that point, my beloved is no longer there. Let's learn these psukim in light of Rav Shradron. He says, it's very important to note that when there's a kol dodi dofeik, when that beloved is knocking, he turns to us in the singular. It doesn't say pitchuli, open up, plural, but rather pitchuli, you, individually. Each and every individual, kivyoko, Kadosh Baruch Hu, knocks on our heart. Al pitchuli halei. And he calls us in those endearing and loving terms. Yonati, Rayati, Tamati, open up for me. And says Rav Shradron, any time a person has, during the month of Elul, this is the bottom paragraph on this page, you have the mindset, Ma'iti, what's going to be with me? Matmasavi kana le'atamo. These thoughts of we're here for such a short temporal time. What is life all about? What's the meaning of life? Alav vada chizeu akol dodi dofeik. Sheba lo'roro lachshoba matzavo. Kidei shiashu b'tshuva. These thoughts, these stirrings, when one has these, and we all do it this time of year, whether we're conscious of it or not, at some point we say, what is it about life? Those thoughts are the kol dodi dofeik. Those are the thoughts, they're a matana, they're a gift, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is arousing us to do tshuva. Now, we have these thoughts. But what happens to most of us? Do we jump up and say, we're ready, here I am? No, we go back to sleep. Says Rav Shradron, isn't it interesting that God first knocks on our door and then he extends his hand through the hole? And the extending of the hand through the hole awakens this yearning and desire. So why doesn't God just start with extending the hand through the hole? And this is the Chiddush of Rav Shradron on the next page in source number 12. He asks, "Im kein strichim anu lavim keitzan nasa achor? How is this opening made? Ela shibazet she'aninu beishav. The fact that we respond, pashatet yetunati, afilu shizo tshuva mitchameket u'mishtamet. Even though the response is one, I'm tired, I can't now, which is taking away responsibility from me." Nevertheless, it's still a response for us. Let me try to explain what Rav Shradron is saying. It's absolutely gorgeous. Imagine the following scenario. Long day, you're exhausted. you're lying on the couch and you're absorbed in a really great book. And then somebody in the house says, would you mind getting me a glass of water? And they, yes, I would mind getting you a glass of water. I'm absorbed in my book and I'm very happy there. So if I really don't want at this moment to acknowledge even the request, what do? I say nothing, exactly. I ignore them. And hopefully if you ignore them, what happens to them? They go away. They get their own cup of water. If, on the other hand, I say, there are plenty of seats here if people want to move in. If, on the other hand, I say, oh, I would really love to get you a cup of water, I'm just so tired. What I'm really saying, translating it, I'm saying is, I care about you. I care about my relationship with you, but right now I care about me a little bit more than you, and my own needs dictate that I stay on the couch. But at least it's an awareness of the other, and in Hebrew we would call it an echpatiyot. I care about you enough to respond. When there is that kol dodido fake, when there is that knocking on the door, when Klal Yisrael, when an individual responds, Pashatati Ektunati, I've taken off my clothes, how do you expect me to get dressed now? It's at least saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I know you're there. You know, I would love to change. It's just so difficult to change. You've responded. That response, says Rosh Rajon, is the chor, it's the opening. Through that hole, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can then say, you know I'm here. And he can further inspire us to change. He can further grant us these moments of thought that will propel us further. And he notes that to the extent that we respond will be the extent of how big that opening will be and how much Siyata D'Shemaya we will have. It's a relationship. It's the ani l'dodi v'dodi li. We don't do it by ourselves. The eiratzo means that there's siyata d'shmaya to change. Change does not happen by ourselves. We are inspired to change. We are given the resources, whether external or internal, to want to move forward. On a practical level, my friends, the Sefer Shar Elul Rav Vachshel in source 16 delineates for B'nai Torah. I think there's some very important ideas that I'd like to distill down. I'm practically in the month of Elul, what can we do to respond to that knocking on the door? What can we do so that we are able to get ourselves up and open up the door? So I'd like to note some of the things that he said. The first in 16, as he notes, is that Chodesh Elul is the time to strengthen that which we have been doing and to do it better. Because when you're involved in Torah Mitzvot and you've become more conscious of it and you focus on it more and you have more kavana for it, you are furthering and developing and entrenching yourself in a relationship with God. And that has to be in place before any major changes happen. The second he notes in 17 is Yesh Lahamin HaTfilah Al Ma'amada HaNachon. We know that Chodesh Elul is brought down in the Sfarim is the time to focus primarily on davening. Because the essence of tefillah is Amida L'Fnei Hashem. It's standing in God's presence. If tshuva is about a relationship, if tshuva is about, as Amir Hashem will talk about in the future, coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you have to at least be aware of what this relationship is all about. Tefillah, and we spoke about this 2 weeks ago, Tefillah is the major yesod of Chodesh Elul. Particularly, he knows, the first brach of Shemone Esrei, the first line of Shema, and the first bracha and benching. If you had to pick something concrete to work on, focus. Flag yourself down in these areas. that you have a conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're aware that he's there. Then he notes a very practical way, and I strongly suggest this, my friends. It's a great exercise. He says around the 10th day of Elul, after you've worked on your tefillah, you've worked on strengthening your mitzvot, and you're learning Sifrei Musar, he says you're now ready for the next exercise. And that in 19 is to go through your Seder Hayom. Go through your normal routine every day and go through it on two distinct levels. The first level is go through it from a halachic perspective. Here it goes. As soon as my alarm button goes off, do I get up or does snooze happen 12 or 13 times? Then, it's so the ani, the first thing that comes out of my mouth. It's negavasser by my bed. Do I daven? Do I say brachos out loud? Do I wash appropriately? You getting the idea? I don't have to go through your day for you. Halachically, am I where, as he says, kifi madregatcha, on your level, where you're holding, are you doing what you should be doing? Whether it's the Tehillim, whether it's the benching, whether it's to create Shema Lamita. Go through your day, and the teacher part of me would say, highlight. Wherever area needs improvement, just highlight it. Those are indications for us where we need to put a little bit of work, a little bit of emphasis. And then, and this is where the fun begins, my friends, go through the same Seder Hayom now in terms of you as a person. How do you relate to people early in the morning? Are you grouchy? Do you snap at everybody? Is there, well, what decorum is in the house? What environment do you create? How do you interrelate with people at work, in the store? And go through a normal day and ask yourself, where are the areas of improvement needed to be found? You know, on this recent trip to America this summer, one of the cities we were in, there was an email that was there was a letter that was sent out to the parent body. And in the letter, they asked the parents not to have cell phones on when picking up their kids in the carpool line. That you should be available for your children. This is the question we need to ask ourselves. Where are we? Are we available? Are we present in our relationship with other people? And then finally he notes, Ke'eser Yamim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah 21, which is about, my friends, where we are standing now, you can begin the hard work of Cheshbon HaNefesh. And he continues on the next page by saying there are two types of Cheshbon HaNefesh. One are the sins that I do occasionally, and those we can really work on strengthening between Elul and Yom Kippur. And the other type in 23 are those major Averos that seems to have their head rearing all the time. Among the list are Rechilus, Lashon Hara, listening to Lashon Hara, saying Brachos without Kavana, davening without Kavana. The list goes on. I think you're getting the idea. And he says for those things, one really needs to sit and take on, he says, two or three in 25, and it may be just one Kabbalah, and say, this is what I'm going to work on this year. And he notes in 26, and this, my friends, we need to walk away with. Ubemet ein hatviya al hadam, lama lo hitzlachta, hatviyahi lama lo avadata. God isn't going to ask us why you weren't successful. He is going to ask us why you didn't try. You know, I'll share with you an insight that I heard from a very prominent psychologist this summer. And she wasn't talking about tshuva at all. But when I heard it, I got very excited. I said, this is mamish, the yesod of life. Speaking to a psychologist about somebody who we're both working with. Tremendous amount of issues. And the pace of movement forward matches that of a snail, though I think the snail would probably win. So the question that I asked is, this is a very labor-intense as well as financial-intense process. Is it worth it? I mean, look at the results. So this is what she said to me, and I found it very profound. She said, if a person has the capacity to change, even if the change is a millimeter in length, it's a reflection that change is possible, and this person has the ability to change who they are. Do you hear this? You sewed, my friends? It's wow. Because when we look at our own lives, we've all seen we have the capacity to change. I'll give you a simple example. For 20-odd years, I signed my name one way. For the last 20-odd years, I've signed my married name another way. Do I think when I sign a check, my maiden name? No. I have the capacity to change. Anyone who's moved to Israel knows about the capacity to change. If you've ever changed a major ingredient in a recipe, you know the capacity to change. So you say to yourself, well, how do you expect me possibly to change? I answer you what this psychologist said. If you ever have a history of changing even a millimeter in size, you have the capacity to change. And if ever a time you say, well, I can't do it, well, look back at a concrete example in your life where you've changed and say, I can do it. I have that capacity. One thing. We'll pick up on this here at the Shemur and Yom Kippur time to change. That, my friends, is the normal understanding of Eight Ratzon, that Elul is the time of desire. It means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu desires a relationship with us. God is cold, he's knocking on my door. He's putting his hand through the opening. He's saying, I want a relationship. He's saying, I want you to come close. I'm helping you come close. It's an Eight Ratzon. It's Ritzu. It's desire. It's in the air. I'm there. I'm ready to help you. My hands are extended. All you need to do is move a bit forward. And you have the ability to change. So now we have to ask ourselves, well, what allows me to be successful in this process? How can I get up to that knock of the kodo dido faith? How can I respond appropriately when God knocks on my door? What's the secret in being successful in our Elul approach to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So I think, my friends, it's the second definition of Eight Ratzon. And that's the piece in the Sefer by Rav Brazil, Shar Yoshua Far Rockaway, Bishar Moazim in 28, quoting the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes speaks about the Avodas Hadam is Bechina Vishrusa Dulatata, an awakening from below, which is Ritzono Livkor La'alov V'Lidavek V'Hashem Yitbarach Bovad. It's our desire to come close to God. Let's see this from the words of the Sfas Emes himself, three lines down in 28. He says, Vaday davar barur she'ein shum davar tov min adam rak v'Hashem Yitbarach. All goodness stems from God. V'al yikshel l'chaim kein ein adam osek klum. You may ask, well, where's our role in all this? Shuval said, the answer in this, my friends, is the second level. Ki ikar avodat ha'adam ha'retzon shuval. What is in our hands? Desire to change. V'adam asher kol megamat ritzono lavdo yitbarach shmo. A person who has a desire to serve God, God will extend his hand to help him. Pitzuli petav kechudo shamachat. Open for me the opening of an eye of a needle. But as the Kutzker notes, make sure that opening goes through and through. Otherwise, you can't sew. It has to be a real eye of a needle. What's our job, my friends? Our job is rutso. The key to be able to respond to God's nap, the key to be able to respond to the rut zone is if we have rut zone. And that's why he notes in 29 that rut zone is the same letters as sinor, a conduit. Tzadik nun vav resh. The rut zone creates the conduit wherein God can bring down his shefa, his goodness. And that's why on the next page he explains on a Hasidic level so beautifully the mitzvah of Meister Sheni, where the Torah tells us, v'chiyir b'mimcha aderech. Let's say you live very far away from Yerushalayim, and it's hard to schlep all the fruits. So what should you do? V'natata b'kesef. You redeem the fruit on money, and you take the fruit, and you bring it to the makom asher yivchar Hashem, to the place that God has chosen. So this is a very beautiful idea. Means if you feel that tshuva is so far away from you, if you feel that it's almost impossible to reach a level of tshuva, you know what the answer is? V'natata b'kesef. What is kesef? Nichsof nichsafti is desire. You want to know how one can bridge the gap? You say to yourself, it's overwhelming, like, where do I begin? Kesef, desire. If you desire to change, if you desire to be a different person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. The key element in being able to tap into HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one word, Ratzon. To the extent, and we spoke about this last week as well, to the extent that you have a drive, a passion, an aspiration, to that extent you'll be successful. Let me share with you a story that I heard from one of the people involved. And when I heard this story, I said, wow, can I share this story? And the person said, absolutely not. I said, well, what if I change? Not change, but if I'm like very vague. Like you wouldn't recognize any of the parties involved. She said, okay. So here goes a very vague story. But the point will get across. There was once a girl came from a very difficult family situation who was trying to get into a seminary for the year. And she was having problems getting in. So her father was close to Rav Tam, Zatzal, and Rav Tam put pressure on a certain seminary to take this girl. They looked into this girl, and a lot of girls come with difficult family situations, and they accepted this girl. Over the course of the year after they accepted her, they found out that this girl was in places she shouldn't be. How am I doing for vague? Pretty good, yeah? So they looked into it, the seminary, and finally called the girl herself and said, were you doing X, Y, and Z? And the girl said yes. And the seminary said, I'm afraid, but we can't take you in because we can't have a reputation of taking girls who do these things. Then the seminary avoided Rav Tam's phone call for the next week. But finally they got caught. Rav Tam was on the phone, and Rav Tam said, don't worry, I'm not going to pressure you to take the child, the girl. And he explained. He said, the father came crying to me saying, this is the situation. At this point in time, Rav Tam was an elderly person. He said to the father, I'd like you to bring me your daughter. I want to speak to your daughter personally. And Rav Tam said to this Rosh Yeshiva, I sat with this girl for quite a long time, and I spoke with her for a long time. And you know what she was missing? Ratzon. She didn't have any ratzon. If she doesn't have ratzon, she doesn't have desire, there is no way I can force you to take this girl. She's not going to be successful in Israel. Wow. That's it. That's the secret of life. Ratzon. And that, my friends, is a second understanding in 34. Yemei Ratzon, it's not only on the Ratzon of God that we should return to Him, but it's also on a time for us to be Me'orer and Mechadesh and Ritzoneinu. It's also a time for us to awaken our own Ratzon from the point of Yitzrusa to Latata, from awakening of below. The time of Chodesh Elul is not only a Ratzon that God finds favor with us. It's the time to be Mitzarer, to awaken our Ratzon, our desire to connect to God. So now you'll say to me, my friends, the obvious question is, someone say it for me. What's the obvious question? How? How are you Mitzarer Ratzon? Oh, that's nice if that's the key, but what? That's the secret. Like, you know, your button to press. You know, the Ratzon button. Once I get it, I go flying. Shot. So I'd like to suggest a third understanding of a Ratzon. It's a bit mystical, but I think if we can internalize it, very powerful, and on a mystical level, very practical. You'll think about that. Down in the Sfarim HaKadoshim that aside from tefillah, a very, very fundamental aspect of our avoda in Chodesh Elul is to work on one area, and that is dibur speech. I'm moving a little bit to the mystical. In 36, we know that B'nai Tzatzkar brings down, quoted by Lekach V'Alibuv, that the war of Sichon in Og happened in the month of Elul. There are many ways of explaining that war of Sichon in Og as being a war against the Koach HaDibur, whether it's Og Melech HaBashan stood in antithesis to the Koach HaLev, the aspect of the heart and the Pnimius HaLev. What characterizes the heart is the Koach HaDibur, the aspect of speech. And others far, it brings down that Sichon is really a play. The Samech and the Shin are interchangeable. A Siach, Sichon Melech Hamorim, the king of speech, and more. It's the time, it's the battle of speech. What is the aspect that speech is so important in Chodesh Elul? So I think there are a number of components that need to be examined very briefly. The first is in 38, on the most general level, that we know when there is no Lashon Hara spoken in Klal Yisrael, so then there's no Kitruk up in Shemayim. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks down from Shemayim and sees that nobody is speaking negatively about anybody else, so how can anyone in Shemayim speak negatively about Klal Yisrael? The Sefer Sichot Yitzchakut in 39 takes this one step further, and he's very fire and brimstone. And since I'm not, I'm going to just mention this very briefly. He says, we know that the Halacha tells us that one who hears Lashon Hara is worse than the one who speaks it. And there's a lot of Torah on it. But one of the things he notes is that you have any understanding that if you're a Mekabel Lashon Hara, if you listen and agree and accept this negative report that's spoken, what it does in Shamayim, that they too in heaven also accept this report, and what it could possibly lo aleinu bring on that person. Do you have any understanding and idea of a casual conversation, the ripple effects it can have? V'amevin yavin, and I'm going to leave it here. But perhaps on a much more concrete level, we know in 40 that the Kol Kol Yaakov is the Koach of Yisrael is in the path. That the Tekiah, the first blast, is the pure speech the way we were created. The Shvarim Truah is how we break our speech. And the Tekiah at the end is the way we need to refine our speech once again. And he notes in the second paragraph in 40 that throughout the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Davening, over and over over again, we ask for one thing. Zachreinu l'chaim, katzveinu b'sefer chaim, to remember us for life. And so if a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a Basco, is coming down from heaven and says, my dear friends, you want life? I have a suggesting for you. It's a famous pasuk in the book of Tehillim. Mi'aish ha'chavetz chayim, nitzor l'shon chameira. You're interested in life? I'll give you the secret to life. It's in your hands. It's called dibur. It's called speech. It's a wonderful imagery that Rav Eli Alopian develops in 41 and 42. Based on a verse in Kohelet, where the verse says, a person doesn't know their time. And man is similar to fish who are caught in a bad trap. A mitsudara. So the Medrash asks a very basic question. A bad trap? Is there a good one? A trap is a trap, my friend. So if any of you ever been fishing, you know that there are two types, or even knowledgeable people know, there are two types of ways of catching fish. There's a net, and then there's a fishing hook, a rod. The net is a good type of trap, and the fishing hook is a bad one. What does that mean? Explains Rav Elia so beautifully. Like, some people are through and through just not holding where they should be holding. They're just not nice people. Their entire lines are caught up in a bad trap. In a trap, which is, means the trap of the fishing net. They're in totally encased in that net. They're totally trapped. But you want to know what a bad trap is? It's the one where the fish is only caught by what? Its mouth. You've all seen this, yeah? What is the fish doing at this time? Wiggling, flapping. Its whole body is free, but it's caught by the mouth. He says that is so many people. Torah, mitzvot, chesed, achnasat, orachim. Wow! They're amazing! But you want to know the one thing that trips them up? Is their speech. And I have a little secret to tell you. That's enough! That's it. You're caught. The beautiful imagery that Rav Matisyahu Salomon in 44 brings. You know, we speak about people having Yira Shamayim, fear of heaven. Ever think about that phrase? It's a bizarre phrase. We shouldn't have Yira Shamayim, we should have Yira Hashem. So we know we'll learn together. One day, so he says, our every word and deed can build great edifices in the higher world. We have to fear the effect of our actions in heaven. One day we'll come to heaven and survey what our lives in this world have wrought in the next. If we are not careful, we may survey a scene of great devastation, with ruins and rubble strewn as far as the eye can see, a scene that would cause us untold pain and anguish. Better to have fear of heaven now, to fear the damage we can do in heaven, so that when we arrive in heaven, we'll find towering spiritual edifices rather than scenes of destruction. And I'll tell you, my friends, 2 weeks ago, I got a phone call from a friend of mine in L.A. You mamish see this. We all know stories like this. This is a person whom a rumor was spread about her, a very not nice rumor, a baseless rumor, 2 years ago. 2 weeks ago, she called me up at the beginning of the school year, crying hysterically. She cannot get any job in the teaching system where she lives. Every door is closed to her. Why should we hire somebody who... fill in the blank. Do you know what this does to a person? It's harmless. Nothing's harmless. And you know what's scary, my friends? Most of the time, we're not even aware of it. We don't know the damage. Yira Shamayim. But it goes one step further than that, my friends. I haven't forgotten about Rubstone. I'm getting back there. One more minute. Or so. The power of speech. is also driven home to us in the fact that Erev Rosh Hashanah there's a Minhag Yisrael to do a Taras Nedarim. And the Kol Nidre night is the opening of Yom Kippur. And the reason for this is to recognize the Koach HaDibur. You don't think speech has any effect? If you make a promise, if you say something, you have to break a neder. Someone just told me this Sunday, where this woman has a sister who is disabled and handicapped, and her daughter said to her aunt, yeah, I promise you, you're going to be dancing at my chasna. And this girl just got engaged to a boy in Eretz Yisrael. And for various reasons, they decided to have the chasna in Israel. And the aunt can't come. She had to do a Taras Nedarim. It's wild. What we say has impact. And that's pshat in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which is such a difficult Gemara. It's the end of 45 here. The Gemara says by Rosh Hashanah, Imru lefonai malchios zichronos and shofros. Say in front of me the psukim of malchios zichronos and shofros. Malchios kidei shetavichuni aleichem. Malchios to make God king. And then the Gemara says at the conclusion, u'bameh, and how? To a shofar. What do you mean by that? Imru lefonai, say! So explain to our Brazil, pshat in the Gemara is, you may say to yourself, Imru lefonai, through my speech, I can be Mavlech Hashem, I can make God king, how is that possible? U'bameh b'shofar, shofar is your model. Shofar is just a blast, it's a call. But it has the ability to move a Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol from the throne of judgment to the throne of mercy. It's the power of speech. We have that power. Imru lefonai malchios. And now we can understand why speech is so critical to work on. Let's take the following example. You're told that a very dignified person or a yeshiva, an important person, is going to come to your home for a meal. So you work all day on preparing a meal. It is delicious, scrumptious, your best. And then right before this important person comes in, and you have this beautiful white laden tablecloth, you know, whoever it may be running around, your own kid, a grandchild, a neighbor, comes with a chocolate ice cream and decides to use it as a napkin and wipes their face all over it. You got the idea? And you have these chocolate smudges all over everything. And then you serve this important person on the dishes that a 2.5-year-old washed the night before and that no one has rewashed since. It can be the most scrumptious meal imaginable. I have news for you, my friends. It's unappetizing. That's the bottom line. You don't want to sit down and eat. The dishes aren't clean. You ever been to these restaurants where they're like a little bit greasy? Like you want to go back there and clean it yourself? I guess not. The mouth that's going to have tefillah, the mouth that's going to spend hours on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur davening, Imru lefonai malchios. The mouth that's going to do vidui, which is the essence of tshuva, the confession. This mouth, which is going to have such eloquent and beautiful words, is going to be from through a conduit which is so unappeasing, unappealing. Think about it. You want God to listen? So make yourself a receptacle of pure speech. But it goes one step further, my friends, and now I'm going back to the mystical understanding. We're on the last page. We know, Chazal tell us in 47, that Lashon Hara causes Negayim B'Tzarat. Lashon Hara causes that you should have Negayim, different types of afflictions come to you. So it's brought down in the Sfarim that every single person is imbued from moment go with a tremendous cheshek, a tremendous passion and love to learn, to feel the arevus haTorah, to feel the sweetness of Torah. The Chaim HaKadosh speaks about that if we would just recognize this, we would be like crazed to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why don't we feel this passion? Why is it that I have to stand in front of 18-year-olds and motivate them and excite them about Torah? What's lacking? So he explains that since the aspect that makes us spiritual is our deep work, it's the Ruach Mamalala, that's what makes us unique. Every time we misuse this spiritual medium, we create negayim. What are negayim? Negayim aren't just physical afflictions that come on a person's body. Negayim are the covering of that arevus and that mystikus. You are born as a spiritual person who's connected to God. You misuse that spiritual medium called speech, you are creating the distance between you and God. And therefore, he notes in 31, and this is the key source for us. 51. Nitzor l'shomcha meira. Nitzor, to stop your mouth from speaking evil, is the osios, the letters of ratzon. Ayidei hashmira, through watching your mouth, mekablim hishtokikos liskarev. You want to feel the passion? You want to have the ratzon to move on? On a spiritual level, you have to take down the barriers in the language in 47 that the or of the neshama ein me'ir lachutz v'nasa choshech. Every time we speak negatively, we create darkness. And if we have darkness within us, it's hard to have ratzon. It's hard to have desire. How do we create desire? We don't need to create it. We need to open up the pathways for desire. The pathways of desire. The pathways of ratzon. To be a tzinor is through nitzor. It's through watching our mouth. And I have a little secret to tell you. When we're more careful about what we say, we feel more spiritual. We feel more refined. And the more refined and the more spiritual we feel, the more it creates within us a desire to grow. And final idea, and we'll summarize for the evening. And how do we work on Dibur? Says the Manchester Rav, an inspiration and insight. He says, he suggests that a person should take upon themselves three kabbalos bli neder. One, to strengthen your learning of Torah, he said, increase your daily Torah study by 5 minutes. If you're not disciplined enough, find a friend. 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes is a long time. It doesn't sound like a long time. Set a timer. It's not 5 minutes yet. Most people do Shemoneh Esrei in 2.5. 5 minutes a day of Torah study. Second, our kabbalos must include matters of ben adam l'chaveiro, particularly being ma'avir amidosav, refraining from exacting one's rightful measure. And finally, 54, our final kabbalah for the present should be to increase our zealousness in shmiras haloshon, guarding one's tongue. Let us all accept upon ourselves to follow the worldwide calendar schedule, which calls for the daily studies of two halachos in Sefer Chavetz Chaim and one page of Sefer Shmiras haloshon. The way that we can work on our speech is to learn about what is allowed and what is not. The more you work on it, the more sensitive you become. The more sensitive you become, the more refined you become. The more refined you become in Nitzor, you're opening up a pathway. On the one hand, you're allowing yourself to be a beautiful table, to be able to imu lefanei malchios, to not get caught in that trap of the fish, to not create chas v'shalom a kitrug, an accusation in Shemayim. But more than that, you're opening up the conduit of Ratzon. And Ratzon, desire, is the key in order to change. If there's Ratzon, there's the ability to change. We become a tzinor, we become a conduit to God. And then when we have the Ratzon, we're able to then be able to accept this period of time of Yemei Ratzon, this time where God is opening himself up to us. And we're able then, when we hear about Yemei Ratzon, this time of Ritzui, this time of closeness, for us to respond, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am ready. When that knock on the door comes, when I have these stirrings of my heart, in the next week or so, I say, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no excuses. I desire a relationship. I desire to get up right away and respond, because I've prepared myself. And I'm ready to make those kabbalos. I'm ready to make those necessary changes to be somebody who's going to be able to say, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. Yes, I am to my beloved. And yes, I feel that siyata d'shmaya that my beloved is to me. Okay.